Martha's not here, right?
Could I ask her? No, but I'll go get her. She's here.
That's okay. That's okay. Where is she?
Right there.
Yes, yes. Okay. All right. All right. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the regular board meeting of the Board of Trustees of the Canutillo Independent School District. Today is July 12, 2011. The time is 6:11 p.m. Tony, would you please call roll?
Mrs. Cáceres?
Here.
Mr. Cardona?
Here.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Here.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Here.
Mrs. Quintana?
Here.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Present.
Mrs. Searle?
Here.
All right, and for the next agenda item, the Pledge of Allegiance to both the United States and the Texas flag, I'd like to call on Ms. Searle's board buddy to come up here and lead us. Ms. Aguirre?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Under the Texas flag,
I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you, Ms. Aguirre. All right. Megan, tell the other Martha that I was going to start with her, but she's not here. All right. Next agenda item is the Canutillo Independent School District mission statement. Ms. Cáceres, would you please read that for us?
Yes, sir. Canutillo Independent School District will provide a quality education to assure that all students graduate on time, are prepared for higher education, or are workforce ready.
All right, thank you, Ms. Cáceres. Certainly some of those things that we have really worked on, and we can see our district is really inching up towards accomplishing some of those items in our mission statement. Very comforting to know that we're headed in the right direction. So,
yes, President, I look forward to presenting in depth on that tonight, on some of the accomplishments that we've had this past year.
All right. Thank you, Doug. All right. Next agenda item, Tony. Before we go to the next agenda item, I'd like to ask the board if we could take up items 7A, B, and C out of order. We have some individuals here with us tonight that will be presenting on this agenda item, and with the board's consent, I'd like to see if we can take those items up. Hearing no dissent from the board at this time, Mr. Rodriguez?
I don't have a problem asking maybe who else might be that we don't have to go into closed session, that is open session, that is to present. Is there anybody else?
Well, through the chair, Mr. Blanco has informed me that item 2B could be in closed session if the board desires, and he recommends.
Actually, I recommend a 2B in closed session when we get to it.
There is an
objection. All right.
That's
right.
So,
2B.
Guys, there's no 2B.
It's on your other agenda.
Oh, okay.
The updated agenda. It was presented on. It was. It's in your.
It's somewhere.
Stack of papers that was presented for you when you sat down here. Said somewhere there.
If there's no other people that are not waiting for closed session items, I'll see if there might be somebody else so we can add them at the end of that presentation.
Right, and we can take a look at our agenda items again after we do 7A, B, and C, and if we need to take any other items out of order before we go into closed session, we'll do that. All right, with the board's consent then, Tony.
Item 7A, consider all matters incident and related to the issuance and sale of the Canutillo Independent School District Unlimited Tax School Building and Refunding Bonds, Series 2011, including the adoption of an order authorizing the issuance of such bonds, establishing parameters for the sale and issuance of such bonds, and the redemption of certain outstanding bonds for the district, and delegating certain matters relating to the sale and issuance of such bonds to an authorized official of the district.
Through the chair,
Dr. Murphy.
President, we have set up the boardroom in a different manner. Individual board members have commented over the last months that maybe they'd like to try the screen in the back. So we picked tonight. We don't have any special awards and a big crowd tonight with students and parents. We figured tonight would be a good night to try it. So presenters will have to sit across from each other at the T. If you have a long presentation, if not, you can just stand at the dais. But it isn't perfect, but we figure we'll try it out tonight.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Murphy. Ms. Aguirre.
Good evening, Board President, Board members, Dr. Murphy. This evening, we will be presenting issues related to the sale of the 2011 bond series that we have been in discussion in the last couple of weeks. We do have Maria Ludina and Corky Hall from First Southwest, who will be doing the presentation, as well as Paul Braden, who is our bond counsel, that is here for any questions that might arise.
All right, good evening, Ms. Urbina.
Good evening. My name is Maria Urbina with First Southwest Company, and as Martha was saying, I'm here with Corky Hall and Paul Braden. And as we have been discussing in the past couple of weeks, we're here tonight to give you a presentation of the upcoming bond sale for the new money portion of your bond election that was held on May 14th. Let me just give you a little bit of background. We are proposing today to provide to the board a bond issue in the amount of $22 million, which will be new money, and it will extend out 25 years. We presented to you a debt service schedule in the past with principal payments starting 5 years from now. And the reason that we have done that is to make sure that for the next 5 years, you pay only interest and you maintain your debt service tax rate at the current level of 22.41, I believe, is the debt tax rate. So with that new money, we're also proposing to have a refunding bond, which is going to be in the amount of about $4,105,000, which will provide some savings to you. And I will explain to you in another one of the slides how much savings we're looking at here in the next future. But both transactions together, with the savings and the interest payments, will afford the County Independence District for the next couple of years to maintain your tax rate at around 22 cents. If you turn to the next page, you will see the summary of the actual refunding. We're looking at saving approximately $467,000 based on some numbers that ran a couple of weeks ago, which translates to about 10% of the refunded bonds, okay? These bonds that we're taking out are a Series 2003 that will expire in 2026. And we're not proposing to extend the debt. We're going to leave it as is because of the savings potential. One of our strategies, as I mentioned earlier, is to make sure that you maintain your tax rate, you know, constant for the next couple of years. So we'll have that at 25.21. On the next page, you'll see that we are proposing tonight to have a parameters authorization to delegate the final practicing authority to Dr. Murphy and Martha Aguirre. And the parameters that we're proposing tonight is to have a maximum true interest cost for both the new money and the refunding combined not to exceed 5.25%, which would also, we would not allow to execute this, the refunding, if we don't meet at least a 2% savings threshold. As I showed you on the other spreadsheet, we're looking at about 10%, so we're in really good shape with the refunding. The aggregate principal amount for both bond issues, we're going to cap it at $27 million, which is the $22 million and the $4,105,000 for the refunding portion. In our parameters authorization, we're also asking the board to allow us to have a six-month delegation of authority, because our intent is to try to prize up the best time, the most cost-effective and efficient time for the board, and that being said, the earliest that we can actually start pricing your bonds would be 2 weeks from today. However, if we don't see that the market is doing well, what we want to do is have ample time to be able to pull the plug on both the new money and the refunding at the right time. with that, if all parameters are met, then the pricing officer can actually sign the authorization and allow us to execute the bonds on your behalf. Okay? Now, one thing I'll say on the next slide is the parameters
authorization. Mr. Bina, just a second. I had a question with respect to if we are going to do only a interest payment for the next 5 years, is that just on the new bond money or also the refunding?
No, you are correct. The interest only for 5 years will be on the new money.
Right.
Refunding, you will have interest and principal payments for the next 10, 12 years or whatever is left on your refunding bond. The approach for the new money that we took is because of the debt tax rate impact sensitivity, we have to have interest payments only, plus we have to maximize both savings on 2012 and 2013 on the refunding itself to make sure we keep you at 25-21.
All right.
0.2521 per $100 of AB.
All right, and the next question I have is with respect to the, since we're applying for the EDA on the new bond money, will that have an effect in terms of our qualification for the EDA?
We've already taken into account in all of our analysis the possibility of having EDA and IFA funding, and so all of our numbers have already taken that into account.
All right. Okay. All right. Thank you.
I have one question. Can you explain maximum true interest?
Yes. When we actually price the bonds, we have different coupons ranging from, let's say, 2 to 5%, depending on the maturity of the years, because we have 25 years. So if we compress the entire bond issue, what it basically is a true interest cost is what you actually pay at the end of the day if you put an average basically on all those coupons. So
thank you.
We want to limit that to 5.25.
Thank you.
All right, go ahead.
And any other questions in terms of the parameters? I want to make sure that, communicate that the reason that we're asking for the parameters resolution is really for flexibility of pricing. And if you don't have any other questions at this point, what I will tell you the next steps are, tomorrow we are fixing to have the rating agency meetings in the morning, so we will communicate with them everything that's been going on with the district, with the finances and management. And once they've had time to review, which usually takes about a week or so, we will be having their ratings, back to us, which will allow us to actually price, like I said earlier, 2 weeks from today, more or less, if the market is at the right time. So, given that, if you have any other questions or comments regarding the transaction, the process, I'd be happy to answer those at this time. And I'd also have Paul Braden from Fulbright and Jaworski that can explain any of the legalities for the transaction. Paul, do you want to say anything?
Available for any questions.
All right. Board, any questions for Mr. Bina or Mr. Braden?
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Just real quick, just one concern, what's going on with the federal government right now with the debt ceiling, depending if something were to happen, what are the possible implications of, let's say, on the debt ceiling?
Well, let me tell you that on your refunding, it's a current refunding, so we're not looking to actually buy any particular slugs, the state and local government's securities that are sold, from the government. So we don't have any particular impact in that regard. Okay? Now, that being said, I know we had a discussion last time we met with you about the construction funds. What we're going to look at doing when we actually close on your bonds is either investing in some sort of flex repo or a government or a gig or some other form of security. We're going to have to go to the open market and actually get some other form of investments that are allowable for the district. So that could impact a little bit, but I think you're better off going to the market anyway. However, I don't really see a major impact in your both transactions because of what's going on with the federal government.
And can you just elaborate just some of the conversation that we had with the flex group on how the basis points have been dropping on some of the other?
Well, it's been interesting because, we were talking about short-term interest rates and you know, for the past year, everybody's been saying they can't be getting any lower, but they keep getting lower. And if you look at any of the pools, you know, they're barely yielding any kind of investment. I mean, you're looking at a 0.1 if you want to have a daily pool rate. Now, if you went out to secure, like a commercial paper note or some other form of investment, you're still seeing the same kind of, you're seeing the same activity. Basically, they're yielding less. We had a deal that we priced, that we're looking to price tomorrow, that actually, I was very impressed because one of their maturities, which was the first one, you're looking at, we were looking at a yield of about 0.34, and it actually, well not 34, I'm sorry, 0.40 something, it actually dropped 15 basis points, which means that the short-term yield curve is coming down, and we just don't even know when it's going to stop. Literally, it's just been extremely, it's just been a tough market whatsoever. However, that means it's been a good market for long interest bonds, and you know, I believe that your transaction will probably come in below 4%. I know that tonight we're requesting that you allow a 5.25%, but we just don't know what's going to happen between the time we price from here on out. But yes, you're right. I mean, there's been a lot of activity in the short-term market that's not been very positive in terms of how much you can earn on your investment.
And we're looking at a 6-month time frame.
In terms of the projects?
Okay.
I believe that they're going to be, you're going to have a discussion on one of your board items tonight, where they're going to give you a list of the projects that you're going to be...
not on the bond, not on the projects, but on the sale of the bonds. Are we, what, are we looking more towards, you know, the you know, 1-2 month, or...
No, actually, I'm actually thinking that in the next couple of weeks, if you can get into the market, that's probably going to be prime time to get into it, because, you know, what was it, about a month ago, we were in a rising, well, I would say about a month or 2 months ago, we were in a long-term rising interest rate environment. The past couple of months, because of some of the employment data that has come out, some of the housing data that has come out, we've actually seen that decline. And what that means is basically that everyone that's issuing bonds right now is benefiting from the fact that the market has come down. Let me just give you an example. One of the deals that I've been pricing for the past couple of months, we had a drop in that particular bond transaction in a matter of 6 weeks of about 60 to 70 basis points. And that just has to do with the fact that the market has been declining in the past 2 months. So if we can get into the market on, I think I had a time frame that I had presented to you last time.
First of August.
That looked at issuing some, well, pricing your bonds on the 19th. We are going to push it to the July 27th, just because.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so it's going to be the next couple of months.
Okay. That's all I have. Thank you, Ms. Lee.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Rodriguez. Anybody else? Or questions for Ms. Fabina, Mr. Braden? No? All right, thank you, Ms. Fabina. We're on agenda item 7A. Do I hear a motion to approve?
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve the issuance and sale of the Independent School District Unlimited Tax School Bill of the Independent Funding Bond Series 2011, including the adoption of an order authorizing the issuance of such bonds, establishing the parameters for the sale and issuance of such bonds, and the redemption of certain outstanding bonds of the district, and delegating certain matters relating to the sale and the issuance of such bonds to the correct authorized official of the district. And do I say the parameters, or it's pretty much in the motion already? So that's my motion.
The parameters will be as presented to the board by our financial advisor and our bond counsel. And with the understanding, of course, that that's going to be up to a six-month leeway for the pricing and purchasing of the bonds, or selling of the bonds, rather. And when the parameters of the percentage up to 5.25%, is that correct, Ms. Fabina? All right. And that will be in the order that will be signed by the board.
Mr. Blanco and Mr. Braden, have we done this correctly? Do you have any further instruction for us?
Paul Braden with Full Pride and Forest on behalf of the district. And yes, you have. The written order that was presented as part of the backup contains the parameters that are outlined in this Venus presentation, so you're good to go. Thank you.
All right. Any further discussion from the board? We have a motion. Do not have a second yet on this.
I'll second that.
All right. We have a motion and a second on agenda item 7A. This is to authorize the issuance and sale of the Canutillo Independent School District Unlimited Tax School Building and Refunding Bonds, Series 2011, including the adoption of an order authorizing the issuance of such bonds, establishing parameters for the sale and issuance of such bonds, and the redemption of certain outstanding bonds of the district, and delegating certain matters relating to the sale and issuance of such bonds to an authorized official of the district. And we have a motion and a second on this agenda item. The outstanding bonds that we're talking about for the redemption are the Series 2003. The parameters are as specified to the board by our financial advisor and bond counsel. Do I have any further discussion from the board on this agenda item and the motion before the board? If not, Tony?
Mrs. Casares?
Yes.
Mr. Parnado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes. Mr. Chair, I have one question. I'm sorry, it has nothing to do with my vote, but if I could ask our council.
Sure.
Would we as board members be allowed to buy the bonds?
Yes, you could. They're being underwritten by Southwest Securities and Piper Jaffray. If you'd like to, you can contact brokers with either one of those institutions. They would be able to buy bonds.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Can I say something about that? If you are interested, just to let First Southwest know, we will make sure that the underwriters know about this before we actually go into the order period. So.
Thank you.
All right. The motion passes. Go get our money, guys. Thank you. All right. Thank you again, Mr. Bina, Mr. Braden, Corky. Thank you. All right, next agenda item, Tony.
Item 7B, consider approval of RFP 1119 for workers' compensation insurance.
Mr.
Gonzalez.
All right. Mr. Gonzalez, good evening.
Board members and Dr. Murphy. We're going to do a presentation for two proposals, the RFP 19 and RFP 19 and 1120. The first one will be 1119, which is the workers' compensation insurance that is on the board right now. The committee consisted of Mario Carmona, their benefits specialist, Judy Jimenez, who is our employee development, staff development, and Ernesto Ortiz, who is the warehouse resource coordinator. And this is what we currently have. Right now we are with the TASB Insurance Company, the Texas Association of School Boards, and this is what the cost has been per month. They were charging us an admin fee, a claims handling fee, as well as the actual cost of the claims itself. Okay, the total came out to approximately $415,615. That was what we paid last year, and what we are in the current policy right now. Okay. So that was our starting point. We received four bids two were guaranteed cost, and two were TPA companies. The top two are Wells Fargo Insurance Services provided the guaranteed cost ones, which are the two that are listed on the top, and then Texas Political Subdivisions provided a quote for TPA, and CASB provided a quote for TPA. In the first column, it says proposed price in dollars. This is the proposals that were made. The Public Workers Compensation Program for Wells Fargo presented a quote of $337,641. Texas Political Subdivisions through Wells Fargo for a guaranteed cost for a quote of $308,257. Then the Texas Association of School Boards, our current carrier, their quote was $415,819. The Texas Political Subdivision as a TPA presented a quote of $420,569. The other numbers that you see in the column were points we assessed. The assessment was made on a point system. The categories that were was purchase price, the reputation, the quality of the goods provided, how it met our district needs, the past relationship we have with the company, whether it was an underutilized company or not, long-term cost, and other factors that were submitted. The total points at the end, well, let me let you know that Mr. Gallen and I did not vote on it. Only the three members of the committee voted on that. The total points for the Public Workers Compensation Program under the Wells Fargo Insurance was 238 points. The Texas Political Subdivision for Wells Fargo Guaranteed Cost was 223 points. Texas Association of School Boards was 187 points. And Political Subdivisions, TPA, was 152 points. Based on recommendation from our committee, and we are, based on price primarily, we are recommending that the board consider Public Workers Compensation Program as presented to the Wells Fargo Insurance Agency for Workers' Comp. Is there any questions on Workers' Compensation?
All right, board, any questions?
Mr. Chair?
Mr. Rodriguez.
Just real quick, you have two companies from the same company or subsidies of that company, and then you have the other company. Both of the other companies are at a good price, but on the ratings of quality of goods, it shows that the other company rated higher within all the others. Can you justify that?
Right. The two companies, they have a question of the Texas Political Subdivisions, right?
Well, yeah, the Texas Political Subdivision and the Public Workers' Compensation that have the same, pretty much the same throughout. But when it comes to the quality of goods, it shows that the Texas Association of School Boards, TPA, has a better rating when it comes to quality of goods. So what is the explanation of that?
The explanation that I got from the committee was basically that one of them is a guaranteed cost. The one that is represented by Wells Fargo was a guaranteed cost. The one that is they represented themselves, and they provided themselves as a TPA, which is just basically to administer our claims. And the better rating came from based on a presentation that was given by the companies. They felt that the TPA itself was gave a little bit better reputation than on the guaranteed cost.
It was it on the, and it shows that we have a past relationship, but my concern is the quality of goods. Was there more goods and services that were being provided? Or was it a better type of service, or what? Why is that? Can you justify the
under quality of goods for the Texas Political Subdivision was 20 points there, and the Political Subdivision TPA was also 20 points.
And then the TASB is 25.
25, because they're our current carrier. We're very familiar with what they provide us and think so. Therefore, the committee thought they would probably provide us a little bit better. They're more familiar with what's being provided.
So it's just a relationship based. It's not necessarily either more products or more services.
That's correct. The products are pretty much the same for the TPAs. And for the guaranteed costs, they're relatively the same.
And what would be the difference?
The difference between a guaranteed cost is that we pay one price, and they take care of everything else. They pay everything. For a TPA, we pay administrative fees, handling fees, plus the cost of our claims. And so that's the difference between the two types that were presented.
Okay. That's all I have.
Anybody else?
I have a question. What has been our average over the last 3-4 years on our costs with our TPA?
We've been averaging about $387,000 for over 3 years, about $387,000.
All right. And the cost on the proposal by Public Workers Compensation Program through Wells Fargo, does that carry any added after the first year price? Any price increases?
Price increases, but this is a guarantee for 3 years.
For 3 years? Okay.
But of course, with any workers' compensation policy, especially the guarantee, is based on payroll. If our payroll goes up, of course, we're going to get additional charges.
But right.
Payroll, and also, the other way, if our payroll goes down, we get a discount.
Mr.
Gonzalez,
I have a question. I know that in the past we used TPAs, correct? Have we ever used a guaranteed cost?
I've only been with the district for 3 years, but I believe that we had a guaranteed cost about 5 years ago or something like that. That anybody help me? I can't answer that. I do not know.
We've always had a TPA.
I think we've had a TPA all along. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Chairman? Ms. Cáceres.
On page 88, Mr. Gonzalez, I noticed that you indicate there are 34 open claims, and if we do not select CASB, we're going to be charged $50 a month plus approximately $6,000 per month. Do we have an expected time of when we're going to close out these claims? Is there any way possible if we do select this one, they could just transfer over, or that doesn't happen?
The question was asked yesterday, how much would it cost, and the people with that. The Public Workers Compensation Program basically said that it would be cost prohibitive for us to take what is called the tail, basically taking over the running claims from the previous carrier. So it would be more cost effective for us to stay with TASB for that part. But right now we have open 34 claims. My anticipation is that we're probably going to close about 15 of those before the end of this policy period. So we're going to have about 15 claims that are open. And more than likely, those will probably go away, and we'll probably maybe have one or two after a year. Okay. That's the history we have with one. When we went with CASB, it took us about a year to get rid of all the running claims. We have two that are outstanding right now from previous years.
All right. Any other questions, Ward?
No. Mr. Chair.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Just real quick, on the contract, it's a 3-year contract, or what are we looking at? Is it just a year contract?
It's a 1-year contract with
it's not, it's 1 year with the option to renew each individual year after that year.
For up to 3 more years.
Up to, okay. So every year there's a renewal. I guess the other thing, We've had TASB in the past, but we also had another one, and I think that's the one that had gotten bought out by Wells Fargo, right?
Yes.
Which one?
Yes.
Rogers Valley?
Rogers Valley is the agent that was bought by Wells Fargo.
Okay. With that being said, Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve the workers' compensation insurance as recommended by the committee, which is Public Workers Compensation Program through Wells Fargo Insurance Guarantee Cost.
I'll second the motion.
In the amount of $337,641.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Rodriguez, and Ms. Mendoza for the motion and the second. We have a motion before the board on the workers' compensation, item 7B, approval of RFP 11-19 for workers' compensation insurance to go with the recommendation of the committee and administration. Any further discussion from the board on this item? Questions?
I have one other question. What is the increase per on the payroll? What is the percentage increase?
Currently?
In other words, if our payroll goes up, what is the percentage increase for the handling of the claims by?
It would be hard to estimate that, but it would be based on a rate like I'm saying that. I'm going to just say a fictitious number right now, but I can give you the exact number later on. But let's say a clerical person is 89 cents per $100 of payroll.
And that's commensurate with the actual rate that's represented by the $337,000 to our current payroll?
Yes, we provided the current payroll that we had, and that's what they made the quote based on.
All right. Anybody else have any questions? Okay, hearing none. Tony.
Mrs. Cousins?
Yes.
Mr. Cordova?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Rose?
Yes.
All right, motion passes. Thank you, Mr. Gonzalez. Mr. Gatlin, thank you all. Next agenda item.
Item 7C, consider approval of RFP 1120 for property liability insurance. Mr. Gonzalez.
Okay.
Here again, this is the second quote that we had, the second RFP. This is for the property insurance, liability insurance, educators, legal liability, and the auto insurance. We also had, Wells Fargo presented two companies again, and we also had Tasby make a presentation for that, for the RFP. So we basically have three companies being represented. The auto, these are the proposals. Basically on the auto liability at the top, Wells Fargo Insurance Group presented a package policy with two companies. One company presenting that doing the auto, the liability, and the other company doing the property. But it was a package type deal. Trident Insurance is doing the business auto, and this their quote is $22,374. The Cathy did a quote of $68,342. There's an error that I did see on there, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. But it actually enhanced the bid a little bit. I wrote down here that Travers Insurance did not provide the comprehensive on the auto. That's incorrect. It was hidden in my information, and when I looked at it again this morning, again I noticed that they did provide a quote for a $500 deductible with that same price. So there is the comprehensive is included in as well. Okay. So those for the auto. The general liability under Travers Trident is $3,253. The quote for CAT from CASB is $6,495. CASB did not quote the excess general liability, and Trident gave us an option. This is an option we can take at $2,227. Under the educators' legal liability, Travers Trident did a $17,816 quote, and CASB $23,096. Prime was included with the package policy for Travers, so there's no additional charge, and CASB was going to add $206 for the prime coverage. Under property, Travers provided a quote of $101,549, and they also increased the value of our property because they determined that our property was undervalued at this time. So we have a higher value at that price. The Kathy provided a quote of $133,176. So the total package for Travelers Insurance, work comp, and travel insurance, private insurance is $147,219. Comparably, the one for Kathy is $231,345. And basically, our recommendation also is that we accept the one from Travelers Private, based primarily on the using the same category, same same areas that they were evaluated on, the same point system. They had a better point system. These are the points that came out. They had a total point of 1,312 points for Travelers, and Kathy had a total point of 976 points.
All right. Any questions from the board? All right. Do we currently have the excess general liability?
We do not have an excess general liability. They consider that it's part of the general liability. So we don't have an excess policy.
All right. All right. Board? Any questions, comments? If not, I'll entertain a motion at this time.
Mr. Chair?
Mr. Rodriguez?
I make a motion to approve the property liability insurance which is presented by administration to Wells Fargo Travel Insurance Group, Trident Insurance, in the amount of $147,218.
Second motion.
All right, we have a motion and a second on agenda item 7B. That amount of $147,000 includes the option of the excess general liability, the amount of $2,227, which our administration, I guess, will check with our council to see if it's required or should we even take advantage of that or not. I know sometimes catastrophic claims could put us in a situation, but
from
I don't know if that's the case.
It's better to have it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Any further discussion from the board?
Is this, just real quick, is this the same one-year contract?
One-year contract with the bus
for 1 year. Three more years, so a total of 4 years.
So, President, we are going to include the excess.
Yes, that's is that the sentiment from the board?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Okay.
Also, I want to thank Mike and Ron and the team for putting this together. Thank you for all your good work.
Thank you for all. Thank you for all your work, guys, and time.
Thank you.
And you know the 2,000 and the including the option on the excess general, based on the savings from the next proposal, it's not even close.
Yeah.
So. Thank you, guys, for very good work. Anybody else? All right, Tony?
Mrs. Cousins?
Yes.
Mr. Ferraro?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searle?
Yes. Thank you.
All right, that motion passes. Agenda item 7C. We will now then go back to the regular order of the agenda. I think we left off on item two.
We were going to do something else.
President, would there be any desire in your open forum at this time? I know we have several that have signed up.
Yes. If the board is okay, why don't we do the open forum at this time since we took the other agenda item out of order.
Mr. Chen, then I think there's several people that are waiting for closed session items. You want to just do that after?
Yeah, we can discuss taking the executive session items after this. We'll discuss that with the board. For now, with the consent of the board, we'll take up the open forum. Any dissent? Hearing none. Tony, agenda item four.
Item four, open forum. The first person signed up to speak is Dr. Dennis Brown.
Good
Good evening, Dr. Brown.
Good evening, Mr. Coronado, members of the board, Dr. Murphy. It's a pleasure to be here this evening. I look a little casual because we just got back from our treat up at Cloudcroft and didn't have a chance to grab a coat. But I wanted to let you know that El Paso Community College has enjoyed a marvelous relationship with the Canutillo Independent School District for so many years. And we're so proud of what has happened at the Northwest Early College High School. We know that this evening on your agenda that you'll be making probably for that high school the most important decision that a board can make, and that has to do with the selection of the principal. And we just want to let you know that we at the community college stand ready to assist you in any and every way that we can to ensure that we have the same success and the continuing success with the new principal that you will be selecting. I want to share just one little piece of information that we weren't sure when we started this project if it was going to be possible, but it did happen. And I want to let you know that the Northwest Early College High School stands side by side with each and every one of our early college high schools. You may know that we have 5 early college high schools in the El Paso area. And I say that they stand side by side because you have and will have in your first graduating class next year 26 students who will have already graduated just after their junior year from El Paso Community College. And I want you to know that that number 26 is right in there with what we've seen at our Mission Early College High School, what we've seen at our Trans Mountain Early College High School. The only early college high school that we currently have that doesn't have that distinction is our Valle Verde Early College High School. And that was a decision that was made by the Isleta School District not to have students graduate early. And the advantage of graduating early is that it expedites the completion not only of their associate degree, but those students go on to the University of Texas at El Paso during their senior year of high school, and they begin taking upper division coursework so that by the time they actually graduate from Northwest Early College High School next year, they will already have upper division college credits on their transcript from UTEP. And in many cases, they'll have only one more year before they get their baccalaureate degree. And so Northwest Early College High School stands right there with our other early college high schools and producing some of the finest students, not only at EPCC, but I can guarantee you, because we've already had 2 classes now that have gone through UTEP from early college high schools, and they are doing superbly. So again, we want to thank you for the partnership that we've enjoyed. We want to thank you for the hard work that you have committed through both the school board, through the superintendent, and certainly through the staff to ensure that the students at Northwest have access to a marvelous education. And tonight, you're going to make an important decision. And we know that's going to be a decision that we're going to have to all live with for a long time to come. And so we thank you on behalf of our institution, El Paso Community College, and we support you and your efforts and any decision that you make. You can be assured that we stand ready to be behind the new principal. Thank you all very much.
Thank you very much, Dr. Brown. All right, Tony?
Next is Dr. Lydia Tenna.
Dr. Tenna, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, Mr. Coronado, board members, and Dr. Murphy. I, too, want to address the Northwest Early College High School in my conversation with you this evening. I totally support the efforts that have gone on to provide us the candidates for the principal position at the Northwest Early College High School. I thank Dr. Murphy and the staff for providing me the opportunity to be a part of the interview process. I was part of the first part of the process, as well as allowing me to provide questions for the second part of the process as well. And because of that, we know that the candidates were also being asked questions that were pertinent to our community-college relationship, to the role that they would have with us. We totally support the efforts of Dr. Murphy and the staff in providing to the board this evening the candidates that they are recommending for that position. Along with that, we have participation from our faculty in the hiring process of several of our faculty just recently. So again, that just speaks to the strong partnership that we continue to have, that we will continue to work very diligently to ensure that the relationship that we establish with the new principal will be just as strong, and you have my support as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Dr. Tim. All right.
That's it, sir.
That takes care of the open forum. All right. Board guidance, if you want to continue with the agenda back onto 2A and B, or if you want to take up some of the other items.
Is there, Mr. Chair?
Mr. Rodriguez?
There's several items that are people are probably waiting for.
Yeah, there's a few items in the executive session that would that deals with the architect and the hiring of principals for the Alderete Middle School and Northwest Early College High School.
What would be left would be and reports and timelines, right?
Right, and also agenda item 2B. We actually, I guess if we go into open session, into closed session, we want to take up that agenda item as well in there, 2B. So it deals with possible acquisition of real estate, and that should be in executive session. So is it the board's pleasure that we go ahead and take up closed session at this time, executive session? Mm-hmm. All right. We will then, with the consent of the board, Tony, if you will read the pertinent provisions of the code.
The time is now 7:04 p.m. and the meeting is to be closed under Texas Government Code Section 551074, 551072, and 551077 for consultation with attorney, discussion of price and closing for new school site, discussion of architect contract for new school site, and for discussion of recommendations for principal audit at the middle school and principal of Northwest Early College High School.
All right. The board will then retire to executive session under agenda item A.
Sir, present.
Additionally, the board will discuss item 2B in closed session.
That is correct. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Tony.
Monica, Monday's meeting is at your pool.
All right. All right, the board has concluded the executive session portion of the agenda. And it is 9:50 p.m. Still on July 12th, 2011. All right. There have been some longer executive sessions, I think. All right, we are now back on the agenda item, and we will go to agenda item 2. B. 2B.
Item 2B, discussion of possible action regarding future usage and options of current administration building, Mr. Rodriguez.
I guess administration's gotten direction.
Right.
No motion, council.
There's no motion with respect to this agenda item. The board has given administration and our council direction on how to proceed, and so that will take care of agenda item 2B. Next agenda item.
Did you want to go to the 2A?
No, let's go to the executive session items. 9A, consent of the board.
Motion.
Yes, okay.
Yes.
Agenda item 9A.
9A, consider approval of purchase price and closing for new school site. Mr. Blanco?
Can I, Mr. Chair, I just make a motion to direct administration for, or not direct administration, but authorize our superintendent and our board president to sign off on any documentation for the final step.
All right. I have a motion before the board on agenda item 9A to approve the purchase price and closing for the new school site and to authorize the superintendent and or board president to execute any documents necessary for completion of the closing of the school, purchase of the school site. And do I hear a second? We have a motion and a second on agenda item 9A. Any discussion from the board? Comment? All right, Tony.
Mrs. Cousins?
Yes.
Mr. Carnival?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
All right. Agenda item 9B is the other closed session item, right?
9B, consideration of possible action regarding architect contract for new school site. Mr. Rockman?
Thank you, Board President Coronado, members of the board, Dr. Murphy. As we discussed in closed session, I gave you my review of your options and my opinions regarding the current contract for architectural services you have in place with me, Hades Moda. You have two options, and you'll need to discuss and evaluate those now. We make a resolution. Option one would be to authorize the council and the administration to negotiate an amendment to the existing contract with Hades Moda for architectural services. That's option one. Option two would be to direct the administration to review options and prepare an RFQ for architectural services, construction of a new school you're contemplating building.
Mr. Chair, with that, I would like to choose option two. I move that we start the process of an RFQ and the rest of what Mr. Blanco said.
To direct administration to review options and prepare an RFQ for architectural services for the new school you're contemplating building.
Thank you, Mr. Blanco.
All right. I have a motion before the board on agenda item 9B. Do I hear a second on this motion?
I'll second.
All right. I have a motion and a second on agenda item 9B, and that is to direct administration to proceed with an RFQ for a architect for the new school site. We have a motion and a second. Do I hear any discussion or comment on this agenda item? If not, Tony, pull
the board. Mrs. Cousins?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
All right. Agenda item, motion passes. Next agenda item.
Item 10A, consider approval of recommendation for principal of Aldarete Middle School. Dr. Murphy?
All right, Dr. Murphy.
President, board members, members of the audience, it is administration's recommendation that Aldarete Middle School get a new principal, and that principal be Ms. Marina Rocha, as discussed in closed session.
All right.
Motion to approve.
And I'll second.
We have a motion and a second on agenda item 10A, and that is to approve the hiring for principal of Aldarete Middle School in Marina, quote, Marnie Rocha. Any discussion? And we do have a second on that. Is that right? Okay. Any further discussion from the board? Tony.
Mrs. Cousins?
Yes.
Mr. Carnival?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
All right. Agenda item, well, congratulations to Ms.
Yeah.
Marnie Roach. Principal at AMS. And Dr. Murphy, if you will... after we get done with agenda item 10B for the next board meeting, if the two individuals are available, we'd like to meet them.
Absolutely. If we have the special board meeting on Monday night,
that'd be a perfect time to do that. All right. Agenda item 10B, Tony.
10B, consider approval of recommendation of principal for Northwest Early College High School.
Dr. Murphy.
President, board members, members of the audience, I bring to you a recommendation for principalship at Northwest Early College High School, and that recommendation being Ms. Yvette Sabina.
So moved.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second on agenda item 10B, and that's to approve the hiring of the principal for the Northwest Early College High School, and the candidate is Yvette Sabina. Do I hear any comments or discussion on the agenda item? Hearing none. Tony?
Mrs. Casas?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Starr?
Yes.
All right. That takes us back to...
I need to make a motion to table them.
Agenda item 2A. Would the board like to continue discussing some of these rest items, or
I want
to postpone these to the special board meeting of Monday?
I move to postpone until our special board meeting.
The rest of the agenda?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and that would be agenda item 2A.
I'll second that.
3A, 3B, 3C,
consent agenda.
5A. Actually, do you all want to take up the consent agenda? Is there items in there that we need to... Administration?
Is there administration, is there anything timely in here over the next few days?
The school buses.
Are they on here?
Yeah, they're on the agenda.
Well, let's just do that. Let's just do the consent agenda.
Okay, I make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I'll second it.
All right, we did not have a second on your first motion to table, right?
We did, and so, yeah, they together.
We did.
Let me withdraw my motion.
And I'll withdraw my second.
All right.
And let's just keep going. 5A, 5B, drop that out.
All right. For now, then, the motion on postponing the rest of the items of the agenda has been withdrawn. We now have...
No, we want to postpone.
With the exception of the consent.
With the exception of the consent agenda.
With the exception of the consent agenda?
Yes, sir.
Is that your new motion?
Yes, sir.
And we have a second then?
And I'll second.
All right. So we have a motion to postpone the rest of the items on the consent on the agenda with the exception of the consent agenda item 6. Comments from the board? Discussion? Doc, is there anything else that we need to...
No, I just want to thank Ms. Escobino, our senior class counselor, who was going to be part of our board and superintendent goals, for being here tonight. And,
well, I apologize.
We appreciate you coming and staying. Ms. Escobedo.
Escobedo.
I apologize.
It's okay. It's ready for Monday.
Thank you for being here. We look forward to seeing you on Monday. All right. Okay, anything further?
Excuse me, sir. Ms. Carrasco?
The stipends?
Is it timely?
Postpone.
Can it be done on Monday?
Postpone.
Postpone.
You can do it Monday?
Yeah, all right. Okay, Tony.
Sir, we have a motion on the consent agenda.
No, we have
no, we're voting first to postpone everything except the consent agenda.
Okay, Mrs. Cousins?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searle?
Yes.
All right, now we go to item 6, consent agenda. Before, actually, Tony, if you'll read all the items, I guess.
Item 6, consent agenda to consider board meeting minutes of May 23rd, June 1st, June 6th, June 21st, and June 22nd, 2011. Attendance financial and warrant list for June 1st through the 30th, 2011, in the amount of $1,782,705.59. Acceptance of donations, third quarterly investment report, 2010 property value report, and 2011 contract with Weinberger, Gogan, Blair, and Sampson LLP for administrative and judicial appeal of property value study findings as conducted by the Comptroller's Office. Purchase of 10 71 passenger school buses utilizing the TASB Buy Board Purchase Cooperative from Blue Star Bus Sales Limited in the amount of $868,500. purchase of student athletic insurance and student catastrophic insurance from Texas Monarch Management Corporation in the total amount of $27,372. Purchase of folding cafeteria tables for Bill Childress Elementary School from Indico Sales in the total amount of $28,545.30, utilizing the TASB Buying Board Purchasing Cooperative, and purchase of carpet and tile replacement for Canyon High School band room in the amount of $14,975.80, utilizing the Region 19 Purchasing Cooperative Contract 096393.
The Chair. I gave an erroneous piece of information at the beginning of the meeting, Ms. Searles, to you, actually. The item...
Dr. Murphy.
I apologize. Item 6H, Bill Childress folding cafeteria tables, the money is paid for out of federal dollars from Adele Baelish's account, not from the general fund of Bill Childress.
Thank you, Dr.
And
Murphy.
The existing tables will go into the inventory of Ms. Baelish.
All right. Before I entertain a motion on the consent agenda, would any of the board members like to have any of those items pulled for separate discussion? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
Oh, I have a question.
Yes.
Can we have a report? We used to get a report on our property value study when we get a chance. If you could have a member of our community do a report.
Okay, so you want him to make a presentation?
Or whoever.
Jesse or whoever. Jesse did do some recent work for us regarding the quarry that you will really like, and I'll share that.
Great.
Okay.
That's it, Mr. Chen.
All right. And then for a future agenda item, we also need to discuss, obviously, some of the district property that's not on the rolls and how we're going to attack that. So just for further discussion down the road. All right. Motion?
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second on item 6, the consent agenda. Tony?
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
And that takes us to adjournment by unanimous consent of the board. The rest of the agenda item by motion of the board has been postponed, will be tabled for Monday's special board meeting. Thank you. We're adjourned.
6 o'clock, sir? 6?
Yes, at 6 o'clock, Monday.